I don't see how a 21-year-old healthy kid who ain't never had no heart problems can just fall dead. And y'all don't pay no attention to none of the signs. Those officers that's in that jail cell are there to protect us, regardless of our criminal acts. They're there to protect us and make sure we have our day in court. Hey.
Do you want me to do the next one?
90.
From KXAN News and Nexstar Media Group, this is Catalyst, a weekly investigative podcast. I'm your host, Josh Hinkle, and this fourth season of Catalyst.
The sheriff's detective was at my door. I mean, the only thing I could think about when they showed up was what went wrong.
A Texas mother demanding answers.
I kept asking them, why are you here? That's when they told me, you know, my son had died in jail. The only information that they had is that he went into a seizure inside his cell. By the time they finally got medical to him, he was already dead. It just didn't seem right. Just something about it didn't seem right.
We investigate the case of Herman Titus, a young black man sent to jail after a severe car wreck.
Austin 911.
A car had went off the road, down into the pavement, down into the creek.
Years spent uncovering the pieces of this story. Now we lay out all the evidence, from the accident to the extreme pain.
Yeah, see about you up, but I'm still gonna try to leave it loose on you so you don't get protection, all right?
To extended interviews with the people who last saw Herman Titus alive. Some accounts never before heard by the public.
Now I'm here to talk about the death of a young man that occurred here.
As he was waiting to see a doctor, he just complained, said he was sore, said his back and his neck hurt.
He goes, my fingertips are numb, and I feel like I'm gonna faint. That was the last time I heard him talk.
Do you believe or do you know if any of the guards took their time or neglected him?
Apparently, I mean, due to what happened, he probably shouldn't have came back for medical. It wasn't a half hour later, and he was dead.
Another problem with this case, we discover in hundreds of other reports across Texas. Missing and outdated information police are legally required to file when someone dies in their custody, so the public knows what really happened.
It's become almost stylish to automatically, you know, assume law enforcement is wrong in any given situation. We're not saying there's not a problem. There's not a systemic problem. We need to make sure that we remind the public of that at every turn.
It's not a gotcha or an anti-policing sentiment, because the whole point of collecting data is to be able to say what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, where we can make improvements, and what consequences our actions have.
Cities do everything in their power to hide information from families who are victims of custodial deaths. It's a successful strategy, not being transparent, that only really the legislature can solve.
It's just there isn't a lot of teeth to the law. I'm looking into this right now as far as what we might be able to do next session in a bipartisan way to try to tighten that up.
New episodes of Catalyst are available Monday mornings, starting November 23rd.
I just want answers. I just want to know.